Money, 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 one of the biggest stresses in business, in entrepreneurship, and in marriages. And today we're going to be finding out how to be unstuck. We have a duo on the show today. Joining us, our guests are Karen Mizgala and Sheila Walkington, and they're going to be talking about their business, moneycoachescanada.ca. So if you're at a website, jump on over to moneycoachescanada.ca. Karen and Sheila are the co-founders of Money Coaches Canada and the Women's Financial Learning Center. Karen and Sheila are both highly respected keynote speakers who speak to organizations, businesses, companies, and media across Canada. They love to share their unique blend of inspiration and practicality that allows people to take control of their money and transform your life. Doesn't that sound awesome? So moneycoachescanada.ca, welcome Karen and Sheila.
Thank you. Thank you.
And how is the weather where you are today? Are you getting rain?
It's a beautiful day in Toronto.
Rub it
finally.
In.
Sunny, sunny, sunny. We're happy.
We're visiting Toronto. We're from the West Coast, but we decided to come out to Toronto to visit with some of our associates in this neck of the woods. And finally, the rain stopped.
Well, there you go. We've got it for you. That's what's going on.
All right. You can have it.
Yep.
Well, I want to dive right in. I don't want to miss a second with the two of you because this is such an important conversation. I know a lot of the work that I do with corporations, entrepreneurs, government departments, money is often an issue that causes teams and businesses to get stuck. And I know from being a mediator many, many years ago, mediating family situations, money mm-hmm. often caused people to be to get stuck, and it's such a struggle to move out of stuckness. Now, tell us a little bit about what Money Coaches Canada is and what do you do, and then let's dive into how do we get unstuck.
Okay. So Money Coaches Canada is a network of financial professionals across the country that help people really take the worry out of money, so help them make a plan or get back on track, get out of debt, save for the things they want, or really help them through life transitions as well, anything from starting a family to retirement to divorce, career change, starting a business. So our goal is to help educate and teach people about money so they can create the life that they want.
Beautiful. And I bet at the end of that process you have some very happy clients because money can be such a stress for people.
Yes.
I've seen it really destroy people and businesses. So what a relief that must be when you help them build the plan, get back on track, and really plan for their future.
Yeah, and they come to us worried and ashamed and afraid, and they leave happy and smiling and confident. It's really fun to see the transition. So it's a cool process, and it's a privilege to be a part of people's lives and help them make plans.
Well, I would imagine once they work with you and they learn these skills, these are skills that they would take into the rest of their future, share with their kids and their family, and I think that's really important that we learn how to do money.
Absolutely, and that certainly is our objective, is the work that we do with them. We hope that what they learn in going through the planning process with us is something that is really a lifelong skill that can be used in a multiplicity of ways, and that they can model some of the new experiences and the new positive transformations and habits that they learn by becoming more aware and more conscious of the role that money plays in their life.
Mm. So from your perspectives, Karen and Sheila, there's a lot of people out there who earn a really good salary or they're bringing in really good revenue into their business despite having good intentions and having cash flow or good income. What is causing some people to get stuck or go off the tracks financially?
Yeah, I think there's a number of reasons. One, finances have just become that much more complicated these days, and people are more time-pressed, and so they have less time to educate or find out more about money. And certainly there's more demands on our money. There's a lot of pressure in society to spend more, be more, have more. And also there's a huge change in family dynamics as well. Women are starting to earn more. Some women are starting to out-earn their husbands. And so it's shifting the power within families as well. We're also having less kids, and the kids have a say in the family finances, it seems. And there's a lot of things going on. that are really creating people, you know, they just don't have the time to make a plan. They don't have time even to sit down with their partner and talk about money. So there's a lot of things going on, and the more money they make, you know, it just can get that much more complex. So just even by creating the space for families to talk about money and then start sort of picking it one step at a time helps bring everything down to an easier and more manageable level and helping create a priority as well.
You know, you've mentioned two words that I think are so important, priorities and the importance of a plan. And one of the things that I've learned through the years and from working as a consultant and trainer with the corporate audiences that I work with, a lot of them who struggle don't have a plan, whether it's a business plan, a marketing plan, a staff plan, a growth plan, a business plan. And when they develop a plan, it's almost like the stress goes away, or at least it reduces quite a big amount, because now they've got this plan that can sort of be like the backbone of their business management. And tell us from your perspective why having a plan is so key.
Well, I think there's a few things. One is having a plan really walks you through a formal, logical process of first identifying what your goals and objectives are. And I think that, as far as money is concerned, is something that some of our clients are surprised that we really start with who they are, what's important to them, what do they want to be when they grow up, what are their priorities, what are their hopes and dreams and fears and challenges. And really the planning process is needs to start from that place of where do they want to go and where are they now. And, you know, then breaking down the steps in very manageable bites and really trying to work with our clients on an individual customized basis to look at what those steps are that are going to work for them, look at the behaviors, the, you know, the family dynamics that may be going on, and really trying to create a plan that is respectful and accommodates the different kind of experiences and life realities that our clients come from. And so having a plan that is very much in context of their life and gives them a step-by-step so that they don't feel so overwhelmed or they don't feel like they have no idea what direction to go into can be hugely, hugely stress-reducing.
Yeah, I can certainly imagine how that would happen. And I remember one of our corporate clients years and years ago, I was working on a project with them, and this was a group who wasn't good at tracking their finances, their revenue, where they were spending their money. They sort of worried about it at the end of the year, which is, as they discovered, not a good time to worry about it because, you know, they missed all the planning, and then they were into a crisis mode. And what are some of the things that people should consider in building that plan around their finances?
Well, as Karen said, the first thing is just to think about, you know, what is it we want as a family and as an individual? Where are the things, what are the things that we want in our life? Where do we want to live? What do we want to do? And what kind of lifestyle do we want? And I think for a lot of people, we skip right past that. But to us, it's the most important step. If you don't know what you want and what makes you happy and what values you have, it's really hard to direct the plan. So that's the biggest starting point for us is you tell us your definition of success or your definition of your priorities in your life. And then our goal is to help you make the numbers work and give you a little step-by-step action plan to get there. Everything from looking at the cash flow to make sure you have enough money to fund you, not only your current lifestyle but your future, things like retirement or kids' education, but also looking at protecting, you know, insurance or protecting your assets in terms of insurance or your income for life insurance, things like that. And, of course, the big one for everybody is investing in retirement as well. We don't do investment plans, but we help make sure that the investments they have are in alignment with their goals and their time frames, or we can introduce them to advisors, because a lot of our clients aren't necessarily trusting their where their investments are right now, so we can help educate them and move along through that process as well. But it really starts with what they want and where they want to be, and then set the stage for going forward.
So that's a great homework exercise for people as you're listening today, folks, to be able to answer that question that our guests Sheila and Karen from Money Coaches Canada are talking about. What does your future really look like? What is the lifestyle you want to have? What is it you want to do, be, and achieve? What does success look like for you? Because that's the beginnings, as they're saying, of building your financial plan. Love that. Just, I really, really appreciate that question. Now, one of the things, I know that you've got a book out, and I know you also have some fabulous tips on helping people get unstuck. So let's start with some of the tips and then move us into talking about your book, because I have a question I want to ask you about your book, too. So how do we get unstuck?
Well, I think the first step is the one we've repeated a few times, but is it's so important, is know what you want, know where you want to go. The plan will be a lot more palatable. You're more likely to stick to it. If you deviate from your plan, it'll remind you why you're actually doing some of the things that that you may have been sort of unfamiliar with or uncertain about, or might even feel a little bit restrictive at times. But if you know why you're doing it, it can really be helpful. The second one is really to know your financial reality. And, like, where are you? What does the picture of your current finances look like right now? And that can be a scary one for people to say, I kind of want to avoid all of that. I'm too afraid that if I look at this, somebody's going to tell me that I can't spend anymore, I can't have any fun anymore, I'm not going to be able to retire when I want to retire. And certainly what we find is that that looking at the numbers and becoming more conscious and becoming more aware are actually the first steps to freedom.
You know, and I can just echo how scary that is for some people, but it's almost like once you really know your financial reality, once you've told the truth to yourself and you see it, then you, I would imagine that's also big inspiration for people to get unstuck, build the plan, and stick to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we always look for, I always say, the carrot. I want to know what the carrot is. What is it that are going to keep people on track and keep them motivated to make the changes or to, you know, get up early to make their lunch so they can save for the trip to Italy or the early retirement. So if you know why, you know, if you have a very strong carrot, it's really easy to make changes. So it's key to keep that inspiration going, I think.
Perfect. So, and you talk about in number three around creating the plan and setting up systems, and that word really intrigued me because I now know how important systems are. It's been a big mission in our business the last 5 years to really create systems. So financially, why are the systems a real support to the plan?
Well, I think they're huge because what we see with our clients is they're overwhelmed. Not only are they too busy even to cook, they're too busy to think about money. So if you have a very clear system, this is what I do on payday, this is what I do when I meet my financial advisor, this is what I need to do for retirement, then it really just, they just have to do. It takes the thinking out of it and really gives them some clear take action steps and parameters to stick within. And I think I like to make my system so easy that people can do it 11 o'clock at night with a glass of wine, so that it's, you know, because that's reality for people, right? Is that's when they get to their finances. So we want to have a very good to-do or action step so that they don't have to sit down and do a lot of research, or you have to do any too much work to get the stuff done. So I think having a very clear system and clear parameters on what they can and can't do makes things so much easier for
right.
people. They always just say, tell me what to do. I'll do it. Just tell me what to do, because they don't even know where to start.
One of my clients that I was talking to yesterday was talking about the fact that they were trying to use systems like Quicken and other budgeting software, and what they said is that they keep getting bogged down and spending all their money time just in trying to keep up with inputting numbers into the systems and into that type of system. And that's not the kind of system we're talking about here. We're not talking about make work projects. The kind of system that we work with our clients is one that is more about you set up a system and then it's easy to monitor on an ongoing basis so that you're not being bogged down with some time-wasting kind of activities. And a lot of people don't like the idea of a budget, and we're not crazy about that word ourselves. So we tend to work on a system that's called a spending and savings plan that really helps people first identify, you know, what their priorities are, and then we help them figure out how to allocate the monies into various sort of pools or buckets, so to speak, and a way to keep them on track without the pain of doing all of this endless number crunching.
Perfect. And what was really jumping out when I was listening to you talk about systems is that a lot of times people have habits about money. You alluded to that early in the conversation. And I would imagine that systems and the plan really help people change their habits and create new ones that support them in financial success. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we learn about money from an early age, and we sort of observe our parents and family members with money, and we just get into financial habits, whether they're good or bad, from an early age, and we kind of get stuck on them, right? You know, we love using our credit cards for the points, or we always go shopping on sale day, or, you know, mom likes to buy a big grocery shop every Saturday. Whatever they are, you know, whether they serve you or not, you want to make sure, is this moving myself closer to my goal, or is there a better way that I can change the way I think about money or think about my day-to-day activities that will lead me closer to things that are more important in my life? And it's a huge shift for some people. You know, some of my clients say, oh, I can never save. I can't save. Or I'm not good with numbers, or I hate banks. And, you know, with that attitude, it's, you know, it's really hard to get ahead. So we want to shift that thinking and shift the habits so that it's serving them as opposed to sabotaging their goals. So it's interesting the conversations you can have, and just the tiniest little shifts can make people, you know, turn a, you know, a not so good habit into a fantastic habit, and then they get, it's kind of fun to see them get caught up in making these changes, and how much more fun it is, and how more you know, they start to see their savings account build up, or they have less stress when they come back from holiday and they have their vacation totally paid off, or there's a car repair and they've got money saved for that. I mean, it's huge. These small changes can make a huge difference in people's lives and just take that stress and the worry of money away. And then you can focus on what's most important, right? Your family and your life, your job, and get on with it and put money on the back burner where it should be.
There you go. Sounds great. Any other tips you want to mention about being how to get unstuck?
Well, I think another tip is to delegate but not abdicate responsibility for your money. And what I mean by that is, you know, most of our clients are very busy, well-paid professionals who have full plates, full lives, families, all those kinds of activities that are high priorities for them. And what often will happen is that they go into avoidance mode when it comes to their money. They just don't get engaged with it, and they may then abdicate responsibility to an advisor, to a spouse, or to a parent, and just kind of hope for the best. And no wonder people are feeling stressed, or no wonder people are wondering if their advisors are doing the best for them, and then often make emotional decisions that are mainly because they're just not engaged in the process. So there's nothing wrong with delegating responsibility to trusted professionals, but what delegation would suggest is that there still is active engagement, and there still is some level of accountability and responsibility on behalf of, you know, of all of us as far as money is concerned. And we do know that a lot of people just don't love the idea of money. They'd rather dealing with money. They don't think they're good with it. They think, oh, God, it's so boring. But really important, because it obviously has such a big impact on our ability to live the kinds of lives that we want to live. Not that it's the be-all and end-all, but it can be a support to us living the kinds of lives that we want. So it's just imperative that there is some, you know, level of engagement. So the recommendation there would really be to find advisors and trusted professionals that you can relate to, that are going to respect you, that are going to educate you, so that you can engage with money in a way that is more empowering, and in a way that's just more fun, quite honestly. And it can be fun, believe it or not.
Well, it sounds like the two of you are having a lot of fun with the whole money conversation. So that in itself is inspiration for people to move forward. Your tip number five really gets me jazzed because it's all about action. What's tip number five?
Yeah, number five, just do it. So we stole that one from Nike, but it's just so simple and so fantastic. And as Karen said, you know, it may not be everybody's favorite way to spend your time to think about money, but there are also no quick solutions. So just start picking away at a couple of key things. Maybe start asking for help, start talking about money, and really just taking a little bit more control of your finances so you can allow yourself to create that life you want. And believe me, like I know, as I said, our clients come in, they're all like sort of shriveled up and kind of holding their stomach and they're looking nervous and afraid, thinking it's going to be like this awful experience, but they leave with hope and happiness and inspiration. And for us, you know, in 4 months or the, you know, a short time period, we can turn people's lives around and really make it so that they are feeling much better about their lives and feeling hopeful and being much more engaged with their money and also their lives. So for us, it's really, really rewarding to see people start putting some of these things into action and just having some great conversations with family and friends as well about their life and their money. So just do it.
And the just doing it doesn't have to be overwhelming. It can be just one step or in the direction of your goals. And it can be making one phone call to your investment advisor to finally have that review meeting with them that you keep putting off. It could be sitting down and having that conversation about what your goals are with your spouse. It could be about just acknowledging the successes that you have already made as far as money is concerned in your life. And one of the things that we notice with our clients is often they focus on the negative. They focus on all the things that they're not doing so well, and yet they're not really zeroing in on some of the very positive habits and accomplishments that they've made. So some of the doing it is really just congratulating yourself for some of the things, the hurdles that you have overcome already.
Good point. So can people really read the book and become unstuck?
Good question. Well, I think they can. We've had a few people come up to us and said, I've read your book, I've done everything, every chapter, and it's changed my life. So, I mean, that is so inspiring for Karen and I. Now, I will admit, it's not for everybody. You know, some people get to chapter three and they're like, oh. So, you know, for some people, absolutely. If they're very, you know, diligent and reading through it, the book, it's all step-by-step there, so they can get unstuck just going through the book. But I do find that a lot of people like to work with a coach for the accountability, the hand-holding, having some good conversations, sort of working through some of the bugs and the blocks. And so that way, I think it's really good to go hand in hand with working with a coach. But absolutely, I'd recommend starting with the book if you're a little nervous and sort of get a feel for how it goes. And if you think you can do it on your own, great. And if you want a little bit of help, we're always here to help out and guide and coach along the way. So either way.
Wonderful. And give us the title of the book again and where people can find it. Where can they buy it?
The book is called Unstuck, How to Get Out of Your Money Rut and Start Living the Life You Want. And it's available on Amazon, either .ca or .com. And if you can't find it there, you can get it through our website, but it's easier to go through Amazon.ca is the best way.
Wonderful. And I'll make sure in the blog link that I do following the show, Karen and Sheila, I'll go find that and put the link right to the book site to make that really easy for people. And like our guest today, Karen and Sheila, said, some people love working through the book, but other people need help. They need to bring experts onto their team, experts like Karen and Sheila. So, Karen and Sheila, where would people connect with you to bring you into their team, to have you either speak at an event or work through them on their with them on their financial plan?
Where they can find us is on our website at moneycoachescanada.ca, and there is a spot that they can look at all the different coaches in the different areas. We have 18 coaches across Canada right now, and so they can take a look and see if there's a coach whose bio appeals to them. And you can just fill out a form, online form, to request a free initial consultation.
And for speaking,
perfect.
Certainly they can email us as well at info@moneycoachescanada.com if they want us to come out to an event or host a workshop. We're happy to do that as well.
info@moneycoachescanada was the email, right?
That's right, yeah, .ca, info@moneycoachescanada.ca.
.ca, the most important part there. Thank you for catching
yes.
that. I really want to give you both a shout-out for the important work you're doing. Finances, as I said in the introduction, are such a stressor for people. And the fact that you're not only teaching them these skills, but helping them create the plan, identify their priorities, and working with people to keep them on track, making the plan work, becoming a reality, I think is just phenomenal. And for many of people listening, finance is uncomfortable for you, and it's always been my motto, especially the last few years, if it's not my genius, I don't do it, because I end up spending time and energy and making costly mistakes. So if money, as Karen and Sheila talked about, is not your genius, it's uncomfortable, that's when you read a book or bring in the experts like both of you.
And we should just mention also that we're what's considered fee-only financial professionals and experts, which means that we don't sell any investments, we don't sell insurance, we simply work with our clients on a consultative basis, we create plans and provide education to them. So often our clients feel very, very comfortable with that that kind of dynamic and relationship.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, I want to thank you both, Karen and Sheila, for coming on the show, having this wonderful conversation. I love your tips. Let's recount them one more time, folks. Number one, know what you want. That was the question around what are your dreams, what does your future want to look like. Number two was know your financial reality. Of course, number three, I think this is one of my favorite ones, create the plan and set up systems. Number four, delegate. Don't abdicate responsibility. And just like Nike says, number five, just do it. Just do it. Thank you, Karen and Sheila, so much for being with us today on Conversations with Charmaine Radio.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks, Charmaine.
Thank you. Thank you, and enjoy the great weather in Toronto today.
We will. Thanks. Hope
send
we get better weather
way.
Soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great afternoon. Take
bye-bye.
Care. What a great conversation. That was Karen and Sheila. They're with Money Coaches Canada. You can find them on the website, moneycoachescanada.ca. And really important conversations around managing your money, creating a plan, sticking with the plan, managing the obstacles that are created with your financial plan, and then reaping the rewards and celebrating your success. Great tips from our guests.